Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see how we are doing today. Is everyone good? I know I'm starting a little early. Well, we're all flying to Europe today, so, you know, I'm here. Today, I have a good episode for you. It's called, What's Next? Genocide! So, and I've also officially been kicked off Patreon. Not that I never really cared, but it's a pretty funny exchange. A little back and forth. Let me just read you this quickly. So David, a sodomite, clearly, from Patreon says, Hi, Owen. My name is David, and I'm on Patreon. No. He's probably a grabber.
My name is David, and I'm a Patreon's trust and safety team. I'm writing to you to let you know that I've removed your creator page for violating this site's community guidelines. Patreon endeavors to be a space where thought leaders can... By the way, if I'm not a thought leader, who is? Anyway, engage in difficult topics, criticize the powerful, and question persuasive... or pervasive ideologies. Patreon doesn't, however, allow creators to propagate negative stereotypes on the basis of status within a protected class, which we communicated to you in email sent in April of last year. In a number of your posts and shared on Instagram and in videos you've shared online, you've targeted Jewish people with similar negative stereotypes because you've attacked people on the basis of religion. I damaged or removed your creator page. I paid you your fine, your creator balance of about... By the way, it was like $1,900 they owed me. And so that's clearly some sort of numerology, or just he's trying to be a jerk.
In the future, if you want to fund a new project and Patreon, this is within...
All right, so my response is, I said, I forgot I had a Patreon. Enjoy your weekend. I really did. I like kind of, because I think that it was the payouts were going to PayPal. And since I've been kicked off PayPal, I don't remember though. It might have been going to my bag. I just forgot I had a Patreon. But there was a lot of people that used Patreon to support the channel, and now they said, oh, I mean, the hypocrisy is so obvious, I don't even have to get into it. I never trusted Patreon, that's why I never posted on there. But if people wanted to support, they could. Here's the thing, I'm kicked off all internet monetizations. My YouTube got demonetized, my PayPal, but I'm crushing because people support what they like. If you would like to support, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Become a member of unauthorized.tv. I see the writing on the wall and I adapt. I don't stay in that victim mentality. Like when I was friends with Steven Crowder, I respected that he would fight back against the hypocrisy and the upside down of YouTube and all that stuff. But he just stays in that place. Like there's no growth. It's like, all right, we've established that they're not trustworthy and creators feel unsafe with the Trust and Safety Board. Now what? And it's like, well, we just keep complaining and that's it. It's like, no, but don't we build something? It's crazy how little I cared. That was $1,900 a month. But like, because we're doing fine and people support and the tour was very successful, I laughed. I laughed at all the logical inconsistencies in that, where it's like, we're here so that you can challenge people with power. Well, just a little FYI, 1% of all of the population, or 40% of the billionaires. Can anyone guess what that 1% is? I'll give you a hint. They wear super tiny hats. Did you know 74% of the Me Too predators have very small hats? And they're just spiraling. And their spirals don't affect me. Let's kick things off here. $5.11 is the new tip. Right. So again, if you want to support, because corporations, all that whole power structure rejects people who think like normal people and the non-upside down. I'm not a programmer. I'm not here to program you. So I'm not allowed in their circle. So if you want to support, I have a P.O. box. and unauthorized and unbearablesmerchandise.com. But there's many forms of support. You don't need to give me money if you don't have any or you just don't feel like it. Just hit the like button, hit the Rogan's up, send it to a friend, you know, have children, you know, think about these ideas, awaken, because that helps me too, you know? Yeah, this is a deprogramming channel. All right, so anyway, NBA loves the Chinese Communist now. Well, it just goes to show how easy it is to beat these people. Just don't cuck. China is not cucking. They will not cuck. Like that original Jew and the Chinaman sketch that me and Mountain Bear did, think about how ahead of schedule that was. Let me just play this. Let me play this, and then, hang on 1 second. And then we have some good stuff for you. Okay, this was a while ago that we made this, right? Think about how applicable this is now. Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, is obviously a grabber. Grabble, grabble, grabble. And this is the interaction between a Jewish man and a China man. And we just watched it on the world stage. That's why if you value me and the information I give you, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington 98335, become a subscriber at unauthorized.tv. Because it is valuable to have these insights way ahead of schedule. This is called the Jew and the Chinaman. Here we go. This is the clash of the two cultures. The Jewish NBA and the Chinese government. This is it. What plays out on the micro plays out on the macro. This is a culture. One culture is subversive, sarcastic, narcissistic. The other culture is cold, calculated, and immovable. And they have a multi-generational memory that holds a lot of spite. Okay, this is called The Jew and the Chinaman, made by the great Mountain Bear. Owen Benjamin Bits, if you want to subscribe on YouTube. Let's enjoy together, shall we?
So I paid you to clean my slacks.
So just substitute this with the current problems, and it's an identical conversation. And guess who wins? I'll give you a hint. It's not the guy with the little hat.
So I paid you to clean my slacks, and I love that the mustard is still in my slacks.
Why you love mustard in your slacks?
Kind of sounds like my therapy. I just love paying my hard-earned money to have somebody not take the mustard out of my slacks.
Why you waste money? That made no sense. You crazy.
Well, tell that to my therapist.
Get out of here. No pants for you.
I mean, I guess this is business. This is a good business plan to not take out the mustard out of my slacks.
Is that bad business plan? Why would anyone pay to not take mustard out of slacks?
Well, looks like we got a ray of sunshine over here.
I know ray of sunshine. I own dry cleaner. What is wrong with you?
I'm so happy that when I was born, someone took part of my dick up and sold it to Sandra Bullock's face.
You sick man. Why you let someone cut your dick? Sandra Bullock is a man.
Hey, looks like we got the National Enquirer over here.
I know National Enquirer. My name Ming. I work at Dry Cleaner.
Wow, this is great.
Oh, you know funny. I tell you what funny is. Funny is when men get hit in testicle.
I love getting hit in the testicle.
You know funny. Wanna know who funny? Fat girl fall downstairs with big hat.
It's exact. And that's why the Jewish elite are now spiraling about China, because that cold. Because a lot of the grabbers are immoral, where it's upside down, where what marriage is slavery, war is peace, abortion is feminism, perversion is pride. It's the upside down. So you take everything good and you make it bad. You take everything bad, you make it good. Chinese people are amoral, which means they don't care. They're just like, this is a table. I got a table and two chow. And a Jewish person would be like, I'm just trying to masturbate on a subway and everybody's being anti-Semitic. And the Chinese person's like, kill that man. You know, it's like,
But I was innocent. We arrested someone, so someone needed to be beaten. You know, I'm not saying that the Chinese are the good guys. It's just not upside down. It's like, we are in interest of Chinamen. You don't say bad things about Chinese people and expect to play your basketball Jew game here. And they're like, but we're just trying. It's like, you get out of here now. And guess what? Now the NBA is going to be cucked to the Chinese because it works every time. If you don't have any principles, you'll just fall for anything. Like the stupid American conservative Republicans gave up the woman's bathroom because the NBA, the Jews that own the NBA and the Jews that own the NFL and the Jews that, it's all Jews, and I don't care. Sorry, David at Patreon. We're next, genocide. It's like, I'm gonna read you something so you guys understand where I'm coming from. Okay, this was a tweet that Cottington Bear runs my Twitter, and he said, just notice Trump genocide is trending. Grabbers actually went and did it. They really did. Holy shit, they can't help themselves. Stopping war? What's next? Genocide? So I posted that, and this is what I wrote underneath it. And I think a lot of people will relate to this, and it's just exactly what I believe. Hang on, it's not coming up on this. I'll have to do it on my phone. Here's what I wrote. It's funny because it's true. What's next? Genocide is a Jewish response to a president actively trying to end an actual genocide. I was taught the nature of the lie by my own dad, and I know the results of living in the upside down. There are people who believe war is peace, marriage is slavery, baby murder is feminine, drugs are health, perversion is pride, and on and on and on. People keep calling me brave and courageous for standing up to it, but trust me, I'm not. If you saw the results of the upside down, you'd be running to truth's door, begging to be let in. My own dad isn't allowed in mine or my brother's house, and he spends his days spinning lies and contemplating suicide. I don't judge his soul, only God can do that, but it's very, very bad what happens when you think you can change reality with your will. The despair can't be described with the limitation of human language. So let your yes mean yes, let your no mean no, and only fear God, the Father of Jesus Christ. God's law is nature. It is truth. It is reality itself. And if you adhere to it, you will feel loved. And if you fight it, you will enter despair. The Jews and homosexuals are at a disadvantage because of their rejection of God's laws. There are many wonderful Jews and many wonderful homosexuals in the world. And as individuals, they deserve love and guidance just like anyone. No violence. No rage, no hypocritical condemnation should be aimed at your fellow man because of their demographic. He with no sin cast the first stone, but never accept their version of the upside down world where you will never leave. And you will, if you do, you will live a joyless, ungrateful life of nonsense and abuse. That's why I do this. I'm not saying to hurt these people. I'm not saying to cast stones at them or blame them for your high interest loan or your porn or opioid addiction. I'm saying reject their worldview. Marriage is not slavery. Abortion is not feminine. Drugs are not health. Banks do not save the money. The Federal Reserve is not federal, and it does not reserve. It's like, that's exactly what it is. And if you saw what I saw with my father's been a blessing to me to see what happens in the upside down. Like the result of a once brilliant and kind man using his own will and perversions and hubris and rejection of God's law and what happens. It's really bad. And I made the mistake of saying he's going to hell. I completely take that back. I do not know. The Muslims have a great saying that that if you call someone a non-believer, one of you is a non-believer. That's a paraphrase. I don't know exactly the words, but it's very true. It's like if you demonize someone, or you call someone damned, or you call someone fake, it may be true, but one of you is fake. And I've had that with me a few times where people are like, well, because you don't accept Joseph Smith, or because you don't accept this exact book, you're like, you, sir. And I'm like, watch out for that. Like my own father,
a pervert who stole from my mother to engage in sodomy and all this stuff. Like, I can't say that he's going to hell. We don't have the right of judging that. But it's like, I can tell you from firsthand experience that if you accept that worldview of, you know, war is peace, marriage is slavery, all that, your life sucks. Like, all it is a never-ending spinning of false narratives and lies and just contemplating suicide but not even having the balls to do it. That's my dad. And it's like, I once loved him. And on some level, I still do love him. And I really hope the best for him. But he's so fucked. And I will never accept that. When David from Patreon writes to me and tries to hold money over my head, you know, they just kicked me off Patreon. I don't care. And it's not $5.11. He owed me $1,900. They're doing creepy grabber numerology. Oh, a number of your posts on Instagram and in videos you've shared online have targeted the Jewish people. What's similar? I will never stop. You can't hold your Babylonian magic money over me, dude. I use little gold stars to motivate my son to do chores with me. And I have unlimited gold stars. It's currency. I learned everything I need to know about currency. And your little... Because, listen, if the Bears didn't support me, if you guys didn't send me some honey or join unauthorized, I wouldn't be here doing this. Because one of the principles of the Bible is that you have to provide for your family. So if you like this, if you like this message being out there, this type of comedy, then support it. Because I won't get supported by... I'm not allowed on PayPal. They're too busy getting little crowdfunding child sex changes. It's like, I would be fine. I would never kneel for these people, but I would have to probably do another job or do something else. So if you like it, support it. That's my whole point. Is Owen Benjamin controlled opposition? Wow. Is BM now banned for life? I'll let the people decide. I didn't have time to wait for the people to decide. He's now banned for life. Is Amy dead? Oh my God. Sick people. I'm going to play something. This is why I support Trump. And behind the scenes, this is how I operate. And I'll hopefully this can just explain this well. Behind the scenes, what Trump is saying, he might be doing the opposite. He might be setting up some new world. I don't know. No one does. No one fucking knows. What I like is that a man stands up and says something that we all realize is a true statement. Is he doing it to manipulate? I don't care. Probably he's a politician. But just listen to this speech. Listen to this. Where is it? Where's El Trumpo? Oh, and if you want to think that there really is a Republican and Democrat, this is the great Overbear made this. Enjoy. This is so funny. They're very best friends. They're very best friends. But check this out. People are now even like grassroots doing odes. They're doing like actual, just listen to this. I don't know who made this. Someone sent this to me though, and I just keep stuff in my phone. Where is it? 1 second, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a rough wind and clear days dawning. Blows the clothes, head or heels across the bay. Though there's more than a rough wind blowing through the great land of the world today. It's a thought that will break our holdings, all those paddlers and growlers. Take the road and seek other pastures to carry out their wicked schemes. No more will our funny laddies march to war for the imperial bands, nor will babes from our plains and valleys mourn their ships sailing off with their daddies. Broken families in lands we've torn down will curse land of the free no more, no more. So come all ye who love God's freedom, pay no heed to the merchants of war.
Okay, so that's the type of stuff that me and the Bears inspire. So let's read again what David from Patreon's endeavors to be a space of thought leaders can engage in difficult topics, criticize the powerful and question persuasive ideologies. Patreon doesn't, however, allow creators to propagate negative stereotypes. Okay, so we're doing anti-war songs. We're talking about rejecting the merchants of war. Talk about, you couldn't describe, this isn't ego at all what I'm saying, but you couldn't describe me any better if you tried. A thought leader challenging difficult topics and challenging the powerful elite. Like you couldn't have, you could write down my fucking tombstone. And it's like, oh, you can't do business with us anymore. You don't have the mark of the beast. Anti-war is anti-Semitism. That's what's happening. Now, listen to this legend Trump. Dude's a legend. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. This is some powerful shit here. Man. Let me find it. Is this it?
I will tell you, the hardest thing I have to do, by far, much harder than the witch hunt, is signing letters to parents of soldiers that have been killed. And it's not only that, in areas where there's not a lot of upside, if there's any upside at all, and in many cases there's only downside. And especially when that soldier was killed in a blue-on-green attack, you know what that is, right? That's where a soldier being trained or whatever turns his gun on an American soldier. Here, son, take your gun. You know how to use it. And he takes the gun and he turns it. And he shoots one. We have many of them in Afghanistan, in particular in Afghanistan. The hardest thing I have to do is signing those letters. That's the hardest thing I have to do. And each letter is different. We make each letter different. And last week I signed 5 of them for Afghanistan, 1 in Iraq, 1 in Syria from 2 weeks ago. And sometimes I call the parents. Sometimes I see the parents. I go to Dover when I can, but it's so devastating for the parents that, you know, it's so devastating. When they bring that boy or young woman out of the back of those big, powerful planes in a coffin and the parents are there, you know, we have people that do that. That's what they do. They they work that, they accommodate everybody. That's what they do. They do an incredible job. And they said, I said, the parents seem to be okay. I'll get there early. The parents seem to be okay. Well, actually, sir, they aren't. No, no, the way they're talking, they're really okay, aren't they? Sir, you never know until the back of that massive cargo plane opens up and they walk down holding a coffin with four or five great soldiers on each side of it representing our various forces. That you never know. And then I see it, and I see people that were smiling. Oh, Mr. President, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. And I think they're doing great. And then 20 minutes later, we'll be outside when that big plane pulls up and that door comes down, and they are walking the coffin with their boy inside this coffin with an American flag over the top, and they're walking that coffin down this ramp. And I've seen people that I thought were really incredible, the way they were, I didn't even understand how they could take it so well, scream like I've never seen anything before. Sometimes they'll run to the coffin. They'll break through military barriers. They'll run to the coffin and jump on top of the coffin, crying, mothers and wives crying desperately. And this is on these endless wars that just never stop. And there's a time and there's a place, but it's time to stop. And just to finish, last Friday I went to Walter Reed, and I gave out five Purple Hearts to incredible young men, in this case, all men. And they took a beating. Beautiful people, they took a beating. One couldn't be there because the beating was so great that he was at a totally different part of the world. He lost a leg, he lost an arm. Ryan, he had tremendous damage beyond even what these young folks went through. But I'll tell you what, for me, it's very hard when I see that. It's very hard. It's easy to talk tough, you know, tough guys, all these tough guys. Let's keep fighting. Let's keep fighting. If they had to go to Walter Reed, where they do unbelievable work, I have to tell you, these doctors are unbelievable. You know, it's easy to say, oh, they're not they're the best in the world. I've never seen anything like it. One young man last week had his nose rebuilt. And they said it was in 1,000 pieces. And I said, so where were you hurt? He said, my face, sir, was almost obliterated. I said, you have a better face than I do. He said, sir, I had a doctor who was unbelievable. And they put it together. They said, he said 1,000 fragments. Now, I don't know if that's even possible, but 1,000 fragments. And they put it together. And his father, who was crying, came up to me and said, you're not going to believe this, but my son didn't have a great-looking nose, and now his nose is better. Okay? It's an amazing thing. But when you see these at the Purple Hearts, you see this kind of thing, and I see a lot of it at Walter Reed. And again, the job those doctors and the people do at Walter Reed, it's something to be commended. Thank you all very much. Thank
All right, so he's clearly talking about, I mean, that speech, when I first heard it, I was just like, I almost had to pull over. And it's like, you can be cynical all you want. He works for the Jews and that he wasn't reading a script. And the power of that speech is he lets people know that they're allowed to think that war is bad, and that the legless men and the people with blown off faces and all the horrors that we've done as a country to these other innocent countries. Not innocent. Everybody has sinned, but like innocent to us. What if all these tough guys like Shapiro being like, oh, we can't, we got to go help the Kurds. Oh, they're slaughtering in Turkey. You don't care about any of it and you know it. It's not our business. It's our business. And it's like these tough guys, Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro is one of the most despised people in the world. He just started tweeting about why it's, he's like, so Trump's just going to stonewall the impeachment process. Is he trying to get a better, he's so anti-Trump because Trump won't give him blood. And when David from Patreon tells me I'm not allowed to make fun of Jews, my message is peaceful compared to what these people are doing to the world. It's like, I'm saying don't hurt them, just don't engage in their business. Like, don't, like, be above it. Build families, not war. And it's like, what Trump does, you can be cynical all you want, and you have a right to be cynical because of what the government's done for decades and decades and decades. You're missing my point if you don't understand what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if he's secretly sending troops there or that was all a deal with Turkey. Or like, what matters is he said it out loud. That's what logos is. It's the word, something that's true. And that will inspire people to have children, to say out loud what is true. And that's all that matters. You can't stop the corporate supply chain of the United States. You can't stop Big Pharma, the opioid fields of Afghanistan. Yeah, all you can do is speak the truth. And the power of that is mind-blowing. And so to watch, I love the Kurds. I work with them in Iraq, but they need to fight their own wars. How do you love the Kurds? I love whey. Eating the Kurds in whey. I don't give a flying fuck about the Kurds. I care about people. I hope that more babies don't die, whether it's a Kurd or a Norwegian or a bike thief. But it's like, that's not our business. These are all rhetorical constructs. We have no right. The world went to shit in America with politics when our Department of War became Department of Defense. We have not defended our country in a century. Defense? And it's like Trump sees these coffins coming home. And he was off the cuff describing the experience of seeing like these brave parents, you know, who are keeping it in, keeping it uptight, you know, being patriotic. And then they run when the door comes down to that plane, that giant plane, that powerful plane. And they see the glimmer of that first casket, you know, draped in the American flag. And there's nothing a mother or a wife or a father can do to stop that wave of emotion that you see when you see your baby boy, your bouncing baby boy grew into a man who's now in a little box. Why? Why are they in the little box? And it doesn't matter what these grabbers do or say or sneak or what Trump's really doing, but he said it out loud. He said that you can be against war. That you can be against these Jewish wars. They're Jewish wars, dude. They're not our wars. It's Israel's fight. It's the bankers' fight. And people go, oh, I can't. Aren't you scared, Big Bear? I mean, they might come for you. They already have. I am not allowed to do online commerce. Does it look like it hurts? Does it look like I'm still crushing? Like, they kick you out of hell. And they don't have whatever the biblical demon versus angel deal that they all have. You have to do it to yourself. They can't do it to you. You have to choose the road of the lie. And watching my dad debate suicide, sputtering and muttering as he's not allowed in mine or my brother's homes because of his lies and perversion and power and nonsense. Just seeing a man I love. That is gone. It's not brave what I'm doing. If you see the result of these people's lies, you would run to the arms of Logos, of truth. Because it ends so bad for them. The Jews are the children of the lie. But here's the thing. Don't hurt them. Treat them like creations of God, because they are. As individuals, there can be some really great Jews. There can be some really great homosexuals. You know, that you don't have a right to hypocritically condemn them. He with no sin cast the first stone. But don't live their lies. That's the level that you got to get to. It's like hurting Jews or homosexuals does not stop your problems. It's your decision. You will never be able to get rid of evil. You will never be able to get rid of lies, of sodomy, of child abuse, of rape. Like, you can't do that. So don't even try, because you will break one of God's law. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. You're not allowed to hurt them. And that's not cowardice. That's the reality. But you are not forced to live in their lie. You're not forced to say that never ending, like Babylon Bee is hysterical. Like, look at this. Trump criticized for breaking with longstanding American tradition of remaining in the Middle East countries indefinitely. See, you can't kill comedy. Babylon Bee is crushing. You can't pretend that America's history is Judeo-Christian immigration and war. That isn't a nation, that's a corporation. It isn't something that you can found a family on. It isn't something that you can pray with. It isn't something that anyone wants to die for. No one wants to die for Nike. No one wants to die for, Chevrolet or, one of the... I can't even think of corporations right now because I'm so... For AT&T, the United States is nothing more than a corporation. You don't want to die for a Babylonian magic square called the fiat currency that's currently losing all its value. Right now, the dollars in your pocket have 3% of the value they had in 1913. That's it. They lost 97% of the value. Are you going to die for something that's just rotting? It's just rotting. There's no value in that. Yeah, Fanta, are you going to send your boy to die for Starbucks? That's all it is. A nation is a people. It's a family fractally increased to the macro. It's the families, the cousins, the uncles, the aunts, the neighbors, growing, intermarried, like family, blood, tradition, faith, belief. Those are the things people die for. When they see their son in a casket, they're proud. They say, he died for us. He is a hero. Right now, young men are dying for a corporation, for a swoosh, for Chase Bank. People are done with it. Zionists are all showing who they are. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's getting to the point where pray for them. They're fucked. Do people not see? Like, take my word from it. I'm right a year ahead of schedule a lot. These people are not in a powerful position. They're in a position, the parasitic class of the world, and it's not just Jews at all. There's tons of parasites in this world. Me and my friends call them Canaanites. They're incapable of making anything or growing anything. It's not just small hats, of course, and there's many small hats that are farmers. It's not that simple. It's simple when you see the behavior of the individual, right? It's like their entire operation requires anonymity and lies. Mass programming, mass lies, mass people controlling themselves, culling themselves, cucking themselves, begging that they can send their child to another bank war. That's required. The Great Awakening is a synonym for apocalypse. Who do you think named it? Who do you think gave this horrible connotation to apocalypse? The elite. Because the apocalypse simply means the unveiling of truth. It doesn't mean the end of the world. It means the end of the world to the people who are demonizing the word apocalypse. Revelation is not the end. Will you fight that? Please don't slaughter your family, bro. Babylon Bee is owned by Shapiro. All right, Jesus. Night. Boob Wave Radio. Oh, you're already banned. And it's like, just watch how little these narratives work on me. Like, all these narratives that I'm something I'm clearly not, and it doesn't work. People are like, not only is Owen not crazy and not a drug addict and not a drunk and not abusive, and it's like, it couldn't be more upside down. No more blood for Home Depot, exactly. All right, one thing I noticed is your fans are legit. A lot of comedians have fake followings. Yours are real. Here's the thing. It's like, sometimes I'll talk about like having a high IQ or being talented or stuff like that, and must be nice. Oh, blah, blah, blah. What people don't understand is how many of us feel alone. And they gather here. The bears are like a massive group of honest, intelligent, hardworking, good human beings. And so when I say stuff like that, it doesn't alienate people because they feel the same way. And it isn't a brag. Because a lot of us live in a world where we can deduce things and create things and other people hate us for it. So we all meet around the big bear tent pole and that's it. And it's like, that's why it's not a ego driven thing that I say that. It's a rallying cry. It's a lighthouse. When I say like, I'm crazy smart. And other people are like, finally someone admits that we're in a weird, like, minority class that gets fucked with all the time. It's like, does anyone else just not see this pattern? And then it comes true a year and a half later and everyone forgot because they're so poisoned with fluoride and pornography. It's just like, and it's not even just about IQ. It's like also about honesty. You can have an IQ of 80, and if you're logos, honest, hardworking, you're more valuable than a Weinstein brother. It's people that their yes is yes, their no is no. It amps your, you know, practical IQ of like what you can contribute exponentially. If you have, like, that's why like my shows are so fun for people, is because I'm not the main event. The main event is the people. It's like you guys meet each other. There's been families made. People have had children that they've met on Bear Chats. It's like when I say these things, it only alienates the weak, the dumb, and the children of the lie. And that's a good thing. I do it on purpose. I'm not in this for clicks and money. I'm not in this for the branding. I don't want the mass demographic. The media and Hollywood and the news and comedy have been gutted. It's only people appealing to the dumbest, weakest, most brain-numb population, because then the smart have to go along and watch The Big Bang Theory because there's nothing else. Well, this is another option. And there are millions of us. Millions. It's not about having a genius IQ, but those people exist too, and they don't have anywhere to go. Like, really put yourself in that position. Put yourself in a position where your brain operates really fast. It's almost like being around really drunk people all the time. I've worked in bars. A lot of you have probably worked in bars where you don't drink. You're checking IDs. You're picking up glasses. And everyone's shit-faced. Hey, man! Like, that's how the life can seem when you're around fans of the Kardashians or, like, the current comedy. You know, when Dave Chappelle is stealing my jokes from 2.5 years ago and being touted as being edgy, it's like, that was a throwaway joke from 2.5 years ago, Dave. Run with it. It's like, and this isn't ego. Ego is a result of damage. Ego is fear manifested in your own personality. Ego is saying, like, I am. You know, it's like, I matter. I. That's a result of fear. Ego is manifest. It's when your personality is manifested through trauma and fear. Not a good thing. We all have it. We all have a bit of it. It's in every human being, but it's not what this is. It's a rallying cry. Yeah, it's honestly very draining. It's draining. It's draining to be around idiots. And it's like a lot of times it's not their fault. They just are like, I want pee-pee on my penis. And you're just like, okay, man. Like, what are you supposed to talk about? They don't, it's just like, they've accepted so many tickets. Cause I don't think it's really just like IQ. It's like, they've accepted so many tickets of lies and pleasure and nonsense and trauma and ego-based mind control and all this stuff to the point where it's like, what are we going to talk about? That bar metaphor was really true. Yeah, it's very true. And it's like, when you look at what I do here and what we do, about every day there's a new song that's mind-blowing or memes or like music or comedy, and the Bears are making stuff, making, just sending like metal works, and people are blown away by it. It's only because I'm saying it's okay. Do you understand how repressed creativity and intelligence is? Beauty? Look at the old cathedrals that they keep trying to burn down. Beautiful, hard work, stone. These are made by peasants. It's not that it requires some weird social class or anything. And then they erect these giant boxes that fall down in 50 years. That just suck. They don't pay attention to where the sun rises or sets. There's nothing. It's like made by retards. And it's draining to be in such an ugly world. And that's why when we're here and people just send me videos, everyone's like, dude, the Bears are crushing. Because human beings are meant to create. Not the Canaanites, though. They're parasites. But it's like, so when you say it's okay to be smart, it's okay to say, something going on with that Vegas shooting. Huh. And people are like, how dare you? It's like, one of the most demonized groups of people in the world are intelligent, creative, free-thinking people. People that can... Our current society is operating at an IQ of 80. That's about what it is. It's like, the gun go boom, boom. People fall down. I give guns to the people. Man, BB, my wife and I love your streams. Wish you were our neighbor. I am your neighbor. How double dog dare you? The cans are being crushed at the bar. Cursed is the canine. The canine can't grow or make. It's pretty accurate. All right, so what else we got here? Someone sent Amy the female tool belt. I thought that was pretty funny. You know, as you can see, a home builder, housewife, mother is not enslaved. She's, in fact, she just woke up in this picture, just stunningly beautiful. As you can see in the background, that's Winston Churchill planning another war crime. It's my son, Winston Churchill. Yeah. What is this? Oh, this is funny. This might explain why the small hats are so terrified of global warming. In 1938, global warming caused by man heating the planet with carbon dioxide is, quote-unquote, likely to prove beneficial to mankind in several ways, besides the provision of heat and power, Quarterly Journal of the Royal Meteorological Society. Yeah, 38, things started to really turn, didn't they? I find little tidbits like that interesting. And then, of course, the troglodytes just go, you anti-Semite, bad man. The Winston Churchill bit is so good. It's true. He just looks like Winston Churchill, and he's always plotting some sort of Indian or German genocide. Is Epstein dead? I now think he's dead. I don't know, though. There's no way anyone can know. BB, you're just Lyricsimus Maximus. Thank you. ADIQ seems about right for Don Pettit. Yeah, it's like the people that are connected to the world, like Ellen and all these monsters, they're just so dumb. I'm not saying that the people are dumb, but their message is at such a low frequency. It's to get as many people into their bucket as possible. It's just like farming squirrels. And it's like the bears are just bears. It's like bear hunting is much different than just, you know, growing mold. They're just like mushroom farmers. Like Ben Shapiro is so fucking evil and dumb that, like, his message is so easy to see through at this point that, like, you have to be submitted to believe anything he says. It's crazy. And for every tree destroyed, 10 should be planted. That's retarded. Ellen and Oprah are the devil. I wouldn't give them that. They're just lesbian despair merchants. Guys, my dad is a successful man. Like, I don't think you guys, some of you understand the despair that comes from this stuff. It's like Ellen and Oprah probably think about suicide every day. If you fight God's law, you live in hell. It's a fact. That's why you should have compassion for these people. The only people I really strike at a lot are the ones that are actively trying to start another war. Because you have to accept the war. They might do another false flag. False flags aren't really working anymore. They kind of overpressed that button. But just never accept it. You're a human being. You're a living human being. Never accept that we should send our children to a foreign land to bring gold back to Jews. And they'll call you an anti-Semite. They shame, shame, shame. It's like, you have to be able to withstand that. If not, you prove you're an animal. And it's written in the Talmud. Like, we are cattle if we accept that. And they're right. That's real. If you accept nonsense, you are cattle. And they will treat you as such. If you don't accept it, they can't do anything. They can't make a nation send their children to fight a foreign war for gold unless you accept it. They don't have the ability. There's like 9 of them and they're all just rollerblading and butt-fucking each other. Rachel Maddow needs a new pantsuit. No one is having more fun. Exactly. You have to accept it. Be unshameable. Well, experience shame if you deserve it. Like, if you, like, get wasted and piss on yourself at a company party and people shame you for it, yeah. Don't be ashamed at speaking what's true. Don't be ashamed at being a protective father. That's insane. That's the upside down. Guys, marriage is slavery. Abortion is feminine. War is peace. Sodomy is pride. Drugs are health. Like, it's obvious. The Federal Reserve is not federal, and it reserves nothing. Once you see the pattern, it's everywhere. And reject the pattern. Put gravy on the biscuits. All right, Ellen thinks she's doing good. No, she doesn't. She doesn't. She's a demon pursuing her her perversions. That's all it is. She doesn't think she's doing good. You don't think she you don't think these people know what they're doing? How fucking deranged are you guys? It's nuts. It's like, oh yeah, when Ellen goes on there, no, I'm not even going to get into it. All right, let's read some letters. Hello, Owen, Amy, and Cubs. I want to start by thanking you as always for saving my life as an inspiring comedian, podcaster who has been heavily inspired by your brilliant work, but more importantly, your wise words and compassion for others, which have helped make me a better man. I'm still on my journey to becoming a legend, but I want to make sure you know and understand that you are really helping us. Since finding your stream last year, I'm no longer an atheist, a smoker, a drinker, porn user, sterile sexer, fearmonger, despair merchant, or general degenerate. Awesome. So you probably also won't be allowed on Patreon. I can't thank you enough for helping encourage me along the way. My brain feels like it has superpowers now. My body is actually functional and healthy. My comedy and writing skills have improved beyond measure. And I'm just a good person that people want to be around. Thank you. Offensive Bear at Sean V Planet on Twitter. Thank you, Sean V Planet. I'll check this out. I'll plug your stuff here, though. At Sean V Planet, my website is seanvplanet.com, and you can find my content at Sean V Planet on YouTube, Spotify, Podbean, etc. Check them out. Encourage other artists that don't suck the devil's dick. I don't know if he's funny or not, but he sounds cool. It's like this message actually works. And I've had people come up to me and say, dude, you got me off a violent path. This is what Jews need to understand about my message. It's like there's people that do feel like there's no way to express themselves, that they're sick of their friends dying from wars, opium, all this stuff. It's like, and they want to hurt somebody. And it's like they stumble upon this stream and they realize there's another option, that you disengage and you don't accept their pattern of living. And I've had people tell me that they were like really, really angry. You know, like a lot of black people in city, a lot of bike thieves in cities right now are just punching Jews in the face. It's not being reported. Quote unquote, hate crime is on the rise in cities. It's black dudes who feel they don't have any way out. There's no one to listen to them. There's no one talking about how they keep being kicked out of their apartment buildings by Hasidic Jews. And they just are coming up and just popping them in the face. It's real, dude. Jews are just getting fucked up in cities. Bad move. It's like, but I get it. You know, I understand how people feel they don't have a way out. They're like, no one's listening. I can't live anywhere. I'm on drugs. You know, I have nothing going for me. There's no women. This girl just aborted my baby. Who's to pay? It's the people in charge of all these. Powerlessness equals violence. Exactly. No fathers. Exactly. And it's like, they are this close to seeing it, that you don't punch them in the face. That's another act of cattle. Like a donkey will kick you in the face. You are a human being. What you do is you disengage from their worldview and realize that marriage is not slavery. Slavery is slavery. Lincoln didn't free the slaves. He made everyone a fucking slave. And then you see the world the way it should be. Your anxiety goes down. Your depression goes down. Your productivity goes up. Your love for fellow man goes up. Women are more attracted to you because you seem like a life force that can make a baby in their belly. They don't want to kill the baby. And just ladles of gravy. And so when Jews are scared of me, it's so stupid. It's like, do you not understand that I'm giving people a way out of the hatred that they feel right now? Because everyone can feel the heat rising. No fathers and low IQs. Yeah, I mean, some of them have IQs that are decent, but yeah, a lot of no fathers. But whites have a lot of boomer fathers. Oh, my wife just came home. Yeah, 1 second. Read a couple more messages, and then we're flying to Europe. Jews are their own worst enemies. Right, that's why you should guide them, Hector Bear. Same with homos. It's like, you can reject it. And one thing that's helped homos is watching a dude like me talk about rejecting porn. Because it's a perversion. You know, it's an impulse. It's a drive. It's a dirty little treat. And I'm admitting how bad it is for my mind and how bad it was for my body and my soul and the rejection of it. You can apply that to being a homo. It's the same thing. You know, it's a perversion. And so instead of being like one of these churchy and Christian psychopaths, it's like, how dare you all? I'm great. I'm crushing. You all are sinners. I've openly talked about battling things and perversion. I mean, watching pornos and whacking off is weird. It's not as bad as putting your cock in a dude's ass, but it's like, it's fucking weird. And I've had to battle that. I used to whack off all the time. And so I think homos feel less judged by me than they do, because a lot of homos are put in an unwinnable position, because it's like all these leftists and woke retards are pretending like what they're doing is admirable, which it isn't. And they know it isn't. Like, they know that what they're doing is bad. It makes them feel terrible. Their life sucks, full of despair, drugs, sodomy. But yet, some of these holier than thou Christians are just like, how dare you? And it's like, we all fight stuff. We all fight stuff. Like, the thought of wanting to put your ween in a dude is, like, really, really gross to a lot of us and, like, kind of hard to imagine. But fly on the wall, having someone look at a little square where, like, a runaway is fucking a dude for drug money on camera, and you're just, like, frantically rubbing your own dick. It's like, that's fucking weird. All right. Yeah, I will be streaming from Europe. Sodomy is gross. Yeah, I know, but so is beating it to pornos. And it's like when the homo realizes that we all battle something, they can actually put their life. I've had letters from homos telling me they quit being homos. Hey, Luff, what are you up to?
I have to go back to UPS and I'm going to take George.
Oh. Okay, cool. You good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. BB, tips for last night's song around the piano. After a day in the cubicle, it was so absolutely appreciated. You verified me as Barrett to Bear over 2 years ago, and then you said it was okay to change our name. Was getting a lot... What happened at the UPS?
Just my phone's not working to print.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. You want me to do it? I'm almost done.
It's okay.
You sure? Was getting a lot of grief with that name, so I own a 186-pound Timberwolf. Thought maybe you could verify me as Wolf Pup Bear. Welcome. Being with you since Saranac Lake, you were on the first Toe show after his sober October. He was not sober from sodomy, though, I bet. I've always been grateful for Toe's introduction to you, but can't watch him anymore. You're doing great, kid. Much love, Wolf Pup Bear. Thank you, Wolf Pup Bear. Shall we continue? 1 second. Thank you, Papa J. Bear. No, I'm not. I'm not even gonna address it. All right. I'm getting heckled today, man. Holy shit! Some of these comments are nuts. Portugal. Google General. Bears, Google Zionism versus Bolshevism by Winston Churchill used to be based. Yeah, he was based until he owed Natty Rothschild 80,000 pounds. Debt will make you very unbased very fast. Hey, Big Bear. Runner Bear here. I want to tell you a quick story that I think the Bears will really enjoy. A few days ago while at work as a landscaper, I was listening to you tell the parable of the prodigal son. It was my first time hearing the story, and let me tell you, it hit like a damn brick. There I am in a busy city shopping center pushing a lawnmower, fighting back tears. I'm no gamma special boy, but I couldn't help feeling like that story perfectly describe the last decade of my life. There's nothing gamma about relating to a parable. And I'm sure it's the same for so many young millennial men from the cities and suburbs. We have a culture that says the best thing you could do is be indulgent and comfortable. What feels like a lifetime ago, my indulgence was video games, pornos, and guilt. Without any transcendent meaning, my indulgences dropped me into a pit of nihilistic, atheistic despair. In the last few years, with the pursuit of truth, and more lately, my pursuit of Christian faith, my life has been going very well. Logos is definitely rising. However, an unpleasant thought has persevered throughout my journey of clawing my way out of my own mental, emotional, and spiritual hell. Where was my dad throughout all of this? In so many ways, he did such an excellent job as a father, but why didn't he stop me from falling into the pit I found myself in? He's a baby boomer. With the story of the prodigal son as he described it, I feel as though I finally have the explicit answer to that. On some level, I understood all along. The nature of my decisions loses their inherent value if they don't come from a place of genuine autonomy. If my dad had tyrannically forced me to make better decisions, maybe I would have been better off, but only in the short term. What gives me such fire now is my own intimate experience with the intense cold of the world. If it had been his decisions, that's a good point. I still think he sounds like a baby boomer, though. Then my character never would have had the chance to properly develop on its own. He had the courage to watch me fail. He had the strength to let me go through the pain. He still should have advised. I don't know. I think he sounds like a sneak. He had faith in the idea that allowing me the freedom to learn from my failures was the best move, and eventually it was. It chokes me up every time thinking about what he must have gone through watching his firstborn son struggle for years in the way I did. Yeah, I don't know. I need to see your dad. I got to figure this one out. I might be projecting my own experiences. He let me out into a perverse world that beat me down, and now, like a prodigal son, I've returned, grateful for every bad thing I've been through because it has made me strong. It has made me competent. It has given me a deep understanding of the transcendent value of truth, family, and pursuing the best kind of life. You sound awesome. Anyhow, thanks for reading, and thanks for playing my song Sovereignty on the stream when you read my last letter. If any bears want to connect, chat, or listen to more of my music, my Instagram and YouTube channel are the same, Opiate Effect. I have dozens of songs to record, but like Vox says, I'm just doing what I can, taking baby steps. My newest song is called Manufactured Consent, and it's a story about the tragedy of what young women are going through right now culturally. Looking forward to the show in Portland. P.S. Keep crushing. Runner Bear. Thank you, Runner Bear. You sound like a legend. All right. Shall we continue? Oh, I just ripped it in half. Oh. All right, let's see how this works. All right. Dear Big Bear, thanks for all the streams you do. I really enjoy them, although I mostly get them on a podcast app so I don't get to watch. I signed up for Unauthorized just the other day and really enjoy it. I would like to see you on a fall tour and can't make it. I hope you have fun with the tour. I love what you and Vox Day have done and what's coming in the future. Also, Can I Be Bearified is Gauss Bear. Welcome, Gauss Bear. And it's a unit of magnetic energy. You have shown a lot of us young guys how to be real men, and I am really thankful for that. You're doing great, kid. All the best. Gauss Bear. Proverbs. Let a man meet a bear robbed of her cubs rather than a fool to his folly. I like that. All right, shall we continue? Unauthorized is only growing. Yeah, it is. But subscribe though. You know, we have plants. We don't rest on our laurels. I don't know what a laurel is. This just says love you, Big Bear. Thank you. I appreciate that. Just sending love. How do I open this? By the way, I make that old sound if I check an envelope to see if there's any money in it. I go, It almost sounds like a weird insect. And then whenever there isn't one, I just go, oh. Mr. Benjamin, I want to compare what you're doing with the streams to a Defense Against the Dark Arts class, but it's hard to imagine J.K. Rowling being on the right team. I love how you translate conspiracy into common sense. I keep hoping you'll come across Russian General Konstantin Petrov. He says the whole Moses thing was a Grabalonian psyop so they could use the Jews as middle management. Wow, that's intense. Pitch you Bitcoin. It's a deception plot to make energy cubes. There's a couple of Jesus things. Where are you on my something Liberty Gospel of Thomas? There's this thing about sacred. I can't read your handwriting, buddy. Next, what you do, please make me a Thunder. Please make Thunder Tugger t-shirts. Best you and yours, David. Thank you, David. I'll take advisement on the Thunder Tugging t-shirts. Oh. Well, thank you. Oh. Big Bear, an appreciation and thanks for the company during my long commutes. Great for stress reduction. It's going to be an awesome week. Your dismissal at the end of your stream is like the dismissal at Mass. The Lord be with you and go. Always makes me smile, grinning from ear to ear. We have had this time together. Knowledge has been imparted. Now get out of here and do stuff. Much love, Wrinkle Bear. Thank you, Wrinkle Bear, and that was very generous of you. Let's see how many we got left. We got three left. And then I got a... And then I'm leaving on a jet plane. Grabber Noise should play when we get credit card bills. Oh, yeah, just... And it's an old sound. Thank you. You know, if you watch those old cartoons from like the 30s, they really do have those sounds in it. It's like, Hey, trolls are out like crazy today. Yeah, there's been over 3,000 people here today watching me discuss how to avoid bloodshed and pursue a good life. Trolls hate it. That's all right. That's why I got Coddington Bear and everybody just to snipe these people just right out of the trees. You know, they come in, they go, Don't know if you'll be back again. Please don't finish that sentence. That's very weird of you to say. I'm obviously going to be back again. Harper spent spot on description. Trolls are hilarious. Yeah, I'm starting to enjoy them. In my mind, I always just go, I hope you have a great weekend. Like someone's like, don't kill your family, man. Don't kill your dog. You beat your dog and you're a drunk. And in my mind, a lot of times I just go, I hope you have a great weekend. Good message, Owen. Why are they angry? Because the truth hurts the liar. It like literally causes pain. Literally. And I'm using the word literally accurately. They feel actual pain. Wait, did Sidekick Bear get suicide by the Clintons? No, he's in Tel Aviv doing cocaine with Tommy Robinson. Goodbye to NASA. I guess you'll never find true love. All the stories that you told me about traveling through space, it was one great step into the universe that could never be replaced. When I started asking questions and the facts weren't adding up, you started to drink and raise your voice, and I'm like, what the fuck? Goodbye to NASA. You broke my heart. Goodbye to astronaut. We're the rockets that fell apart. Never made it beyond our stratosphere. Never looked down from the moon. Goodbye to you, NASA. The truth will come out soon. Never made it beyond our atmosphere. Never looked down from above. Goodbye to you, NASA. I guess you'll never find true love. By the way, I still have those raspberry plants. Should get them in the ground soon. And can I be verified as Hiking Bear? Welcome. Welcome, Hiking Bear. I like your poem. It should be called Poem Bear. Yeah, when the TV turns on, it's just a grabber noise. It just goes, oh. Don't watch TV, guys. TV is so bad for your brain. Like, I missed the entire curd, turkey, all that nonsense because it's nonsense. It's like the bottom line is this. The bottom line is this. No more grabber wars. Send our boys home, not in a box. And then all they do is be like, well, turkey. And they just introduce new fake characters and make people spiral for no reason. It's just so obvious when you see it. And you can only really see it when you detach from it. Dear Owen, these SLM are not really available yet. I have yet to field test them. I find new letter changes in the literature. I don't know if I'm going to go nonprofit organization or sell with tax. They're yours for free samples. The latest model will have more amazing literature on the backsides. I think you're referring to these. Spiritual Life Matters. John 6:63. I will check that stuff out. All right, I think we're on the last one here. Feels like a book. It feels like a book. Well, TV is made just to mess with your brain. I mean, that's the whole point of it. What do we got here? Oh. Christians aren't given to a spirit of fear. No, fear is really bad. It's just that simple. I don't know how else to tell it to you guys. All right, the book is Chloroform Nightmares. Jesus. All right, I'll read the first paragraph. This is really long. Hello, Big Bear. I hope this is reaching you at a positive and clear time. I know you're leaving soon for the tour. Nevertheless, I am writing to you because I am in the final process of self-publishing my book, Chloroform Nightmares, a novel about a man who hunts and exterminates child rapists.
Oh.
In the finale, it takes on a whole NAMBLA chapter. This novel isn't your typical novel. It's a declaration of war in a legal manner against child predators and NAMBLA apologists. That being said, I think it did a good job making it not so extreme, not a gay, over-the-top slasher piece, so well as incorporating a level of believable occurrences and relatable situations, especially for the working man. My name is Alex Bukinski, a pseudonym, and I've written a novel where the premise is of a man who has had enough of hearing about rapists and child rapists. Instead of suicide, decides to kill child rapists. Obviously, due to the extreme sensitive and controversial content, you can understand why it's very important that I use a pseudonym. All right, sweet. Well, I'll read the rest. And the name of the book is Chloroform Nightmares by Alex Bukinski. The ride never ends. It never goes away. All right. So, with Nick, Jonathan. Okay, would you guys like to see the current interaction between the NBA and China? Here we go.
So I paid you to clean my slacks, and I love that the mustard is still in my slacks.
Why you love mustard in your slacks?
Kind of sounds like my therapist. I just love paying my hard-earned money to have somebody not take the mustard out of my slacks.
Why you waste money? That made no sense. You crazy.
Well, tell that to my therapist.
Get out of here. No pants for you.
I mean, I guess this is business. This is a good business plan to not take out the mustard out of my slacks.
That bad business plan. Why would anyone pay to not take mustard out of slacks?
Well, looks like we got a ray of sunshine over here.
I know ray of sunshine. I own dry cleaner. What is wrong with you?
I'm so happy that when I was born, someone took part of my dick off and sold it to Sandra Bullock's face.
You sick man. Why you let someone cut your dick? Sandra Bullock is a man.
Hey, looks like we got the National Enquirer over here.
I know National Enquirer. My name Ming. I work at dry cleaner.
Wow. This is great.
Oh, you know funny. I tell you what funny is. Funny is when man get hit in testicle.
I love getting hit in the testicle.
You know funny. Wanna know who funny? Fat girl fall downstairs with big hat.
That sound, the Seinfeld sound, is just madness. And I just banned a baby boomer for saying, the NBA is a private corporation. How dare you? Dude, you're missing the whole point. No one needs your private. There is no private corporations. Get out of here with that bullshit. We all know it's bullshit. If these corporations were motivated by profits and losses and by what the market dictated, I wouldn't be kicked off PayPal, YouTube, Patreon, Twitter, and Facebook. That's insane. There's more people watching this right now than when if Will Smith did his stupid YouTube live streams. No one gives a shit. Because the vibration has gotten so low that celebrities are only garnering the dumbest people alive, and they're too dumb to use a phone. Like all these like Kardashian types and Will Smith and stuff, like their fans are now just trying to eat or fuck their computers. So they don't even watch anything anymore. Because it's just like, I just fucked a computer. All right. So, the U.S. government is a private organization then too. It is a private organization. It is. The United States is a corporation. The United States of America was the original founding documents of the nation. Very complicated, but I don't really care that much about all that. I think it's all kind of retarded. Separation of corporation and state. Exactly. Must stand for Chinese anthem, but they'll support an eBay. Just don't focus on the hypocrisy. They live in the upside down. It's never-ending hypocrisy. So once you see it, there's no need to talk about it with people. It's nonstop. They fined a player in the NBA for saying no homo. They shamed and spiraled about a player who on a podcast said the earth was flat. They almost kicked him out of the league. They don't give a... There is no such thing as free speech. Revolutionaries say free speech when they're trying to subvert a population. And then once they get control, they just set up their own blasphemy laws and they're typically satanic. Anyone else see the new South Park China episode? Nah, I don't care. I'll probably end up checking it out. Maybe I'll watch it on the plane today. But I respect China knows how to handle the grab wars. Give them nothing. It's like, I'm just trying to subvert your nation. Free speech. Dennis Prager. It's like, you get out of here. We don't want you here. How dare you? You sound like Adolf Hitler himself. Giving resistance to perversion and criminal activity, it's like that isn't a bad thing. When a Jew tries to steal from you or rape you or molest your kids or do a crazy Ponzi scheme, if you say no, that doesn't make you Adolf Hitler. And so when they say that a living human, you become cattle when you accept that. When you go, I don't want to be Adolf Hitler, so I'll just let these people fuck my kids. No. The season of South Park is lame. Yeah, after they did Man Bear Pig apologizing to Man Bear Pig, I'm kind of off the South Park train. They had a lot of good years, though, I'll tell you that. But I'm a little off the South Park train. Can you list some people in media who are controlled opposition? Yes, all of them. All approved media is controlled opposition or pushing the narrative. Steven Crowder, Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, Ben Shapiro, Sean Hannity. The only one that I have no evidence that he's controlled opposition is Tucker Carlson. He's based as fuck. I find myself listening to him and fist bumping. False binary, you either agree or you are Hitler. Right. Well, what's happening now is a lot of people are like, this Hitler guy sounds pretty based. He wasn't. He took a series of tickets that damned Germany to a very, very bad fate. So don't emulate Hitler or want to be like Hitler. But it's ridiculous to put Hitler... Hitler was basically a neocon versus all the neoliberals. You know, it was basically like Dan Crenshaw versus Hollywood. Both shit options. Nick Fuentes? I don't know. He's just got so many mommy issues. That's all I really see when I look at it. When I tune in, all I see is someone dabbing the corners of their mouth because they just sucked on a titty. Rush? I don't know. Jesse Lee Peterson's cool, yeah. I mean, it depends what you mean controlled opposition. It's like I don't think Stefan Molyneux like gets a check from some evil empire, but he's accepted a lot of binaries that I think are retarded. You know, it's like some of the binaries he accepts are just like, really? Like he's like an anarcho-capitalist, Ayn Randian, like the free market dictates everything. It's total bullshit. We see it play out over and over and over again. There are no private corporations. It's all the same beast. And when you hide that fact, it doesn't seem to really help people. But I do like Stefan Molyneux. I think he's cool. You know, there's probably something I'm doing right now that's totally off that I won't see for 10 years. It's like, you know, you have to accept that there's probably some shit you're saying right now that's totally wrong. But like the confirmed controlled opposition, like the ones taking millions of dollars to say nonsense, Steven Crowder, Alex Jones, you know, Glenn Beck, Ben Shapiro, Dennis Prager. You know, I did stand up for Dennis Prager an event, and Best Buy Corporation gave them a check for like $1 million. And I remember sitting there being like, why are they asking people for money? Like, they just got like one of those big giant checks where they're like, we at Best Buy really stand with free speech and Dennis Prager. And I'm like, $1 million? It was crazy to witness. And Dennis Prager is just serving a function in the beast just like everybody else. I must be in a way too. I mean, you always have to assume that something you're doing is helping someone that sucks. But just knowing that and fighting against it is all we really have. Jessica Peterson is 7 feet tall in spirit. Jordan Peterson. Well, yeah, I mean, no one's worse than Jordan Peterson is the worst. I bet I would guess he's a freak. There's a sexual perversion about him that is beyond dark. I can tell. I'm going to go on record saying that I intuit. My intuition tells me that Jordan Peterson is either a diddler or a full-blown homo. It's just my intuition. I can't prove that, but the signs are so glaring. Hilarious. Big Bear, are you willing to admit your mistake and try to make amends? Yeah, I admit to anything that I believe is a mistake. I don't know what you're referring to. I'm sure what you're saying is complete nonsense. Who should I apologize to? Steven Crowder? Ben Shapiro? Should I apologize to Alex Jones for him calling me an anti-Semite for literally no reason after I did his show for free over and over again? Should I apologize for Nick Fuentes for trying to help guide him away from his mom's tits? No. Jordan has a stained Peter. Yeah, 100%. Peter's son. He puts his Peter in sons. Peterson is gargled. Yeah, 100%. I learned a new word today. Diddler. Yeah. Who should I apologize to? Joe Rogan for guiding millions of young men to a life of drug addiction, sodomy, and lies? No. Rush seems like a sausage-fingered runway smasher, but I could be wrong. Like a right-wing Weinstein. I'm not going to make those statements. JP appeared to be flirting with Rogan during the carnivore stream. Yeah, they were like, oh, that wasn't 30 ounces of steak. It was juicy, though. And Rogan was like, yeah, it definitely wasn't as big as advertised. And Jordan Peterson was like, yeah, but when I put it in my mouth, it felt so good. And Joe Rogan was like, yeah, it fucking did, Doc. And then they fucked. And by the way, I'm not, never apologize to a grab lord. Never. No apologies in this day and age unless you're a grab. No, apologize when you're wrong. Because a lack of apology should still mean something. Apologize to Nick's mom for never once mentioning how impressive her continued milk production is. I'm not impressed. If you'd never wean, you just keep making milk. Every woman can make milk for 21 years if they wanted to. They were mouth farting. Oh, I know. My mouth pleasure. It's disgusting. Nick is on Dave Smith's show. Good for him. I love Dave. Dave's a wonderful human being. Hopefully Nick grows into a good human being. He just has to stop sucking on his mommy's titties. Nick is just too cocky and Well, he needs to. Someone needs to beat his ass. No, there's the internet. I can't say that. He's never been like roughed up by a dude. Like, he just hasn't been challenged. He's been under his mommy's wing his whole life. It's just really, really weird. Did anyone ever figure out where get their grabber mask? Yeah, I read that letter. Go back and listen to it. Mouth pleasure. That was it was crazy. Dave Smith is pretty cool. Yeah, he's the man. I love Dave Smith. There's hope for Nick if he stops wearing fancy masks. He has to stop taking milk from his mom. Nick just wants to get the best nutrition he can get. I understand that. But his immune system has to develop on his own. Rogan switched topics when Roseanne mentioned Owen. Yeah. Yeah. Run, little rabbit. All right. Any other questions before I get out of here? Nick, 5 minutes after show. Mommy, where are my damn snacks? Exactly. Give me my snacks. Where are my socks? You didn't fold my underwear, mommy. Give me those titties. Why don't you like Alex Jones? Because he's a liar and a shill. And he called me an anti-Semite and wouldn't let me on his show anymore because of one caller that asked me about Israel, and I answered honestly. He's such a shill, it's insane. And he's an ungrateful liar. And everyone fucking knows it. The people who work with him don't even like him. He's just a sweaty-faced liar. He's short. He's fat. He fucks dudes behind dumpsters. JBP wears a mask while getting pumped. Yeah. What do you think about Owen Schroer? Better than Alex Jones, but, you know, I don't know how you can work for Alex Jones and not be a total butt pumper. BB, why can Roseanne say your name? I don't know. But I like it. I like that she didn't, because she's probably also in this, been so deplatformed that she's in this realm that that I'm currently in. She got graveled hard. Don't forget your passport on. I won't. Alex Jones is a Shabbos goy. Exactly. He's animated mud. He does the disgusting things that the elite Jews don't dirty their hands with, and in return they give him paper squares and sodomy. It's really bad. Apologize to Jerry Cantrell for ripping off. I don't know who Jerry Cantrell is. What is your view on the Monroe Doctrine? No, I don't care. Sounds retarded. She apologized to you, and I accept it. Thank you, Roseanne. He said, why own a rifle on a farm to Roseanne? Well, he was licking his lips waiting for him and Peterson to engage in another steak-eating session, if that's what they want to call it these days. Hit the Rogans up. Subscribe to unauthorized.tv, and if you like to support this stream, you have to do it analog. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. AJ might be Danny DeVito on stilts. No, Danny DeVito is much better looking. Do I like Tom Woods? Yes. I think he's an honorable man. Coddington Bear, I was just busting your balls yesterday. My apologies. Never apologize to Coddington Bear. He gets really cocky. Roseanne and BB should do a farming stream. Or not. I don't care. But she seems... the fact she apologized was cool. But I think she thinks the world's run by Grabber numbers or something. I'm glad she's alive. I don't know what else to say. It's like, I'm glad she's alive. Roseanne has wild boar on her farm, dangerous creatures. I bet she does. You should chill with Roseanne, BB. I chill with Roseanne. But I'm not like, I truly don't see famous people in a better light than non-famous people. Like, in my mind, I'm like, I'd rather just hang with my neighbors because they're closer. Like, I seriously don't. I respect Roseanne. Yeah, I mean, she's crazy enough to tell the truth sometimes, and then she'll grabble. I'm not fully on board Roseanne because she had a trans kid narrative on her reboot of her show, which is fundamentally fucked up, but I don't know if they made her do it or if she understands how fucked up that is. But, you know, she's less fucked up than a lot of these people. Smoke with Roseanne? I don't smoke. I'm not a fag. Did you see the Blizzard CEO was on Epstein's list? I don't know what that means. Roseanne pro-Israel? Yeah, but there's people that are pro-Israel that I like a lot. As an American, I don't like our political alliance with Israel. I don't like their control structure. I don't like the wars we have to fight for them. But just being pro-Israel doesn't make you a bad person. If you're Israeli, if you're like, you know, a grabbler. Roseanne is a Kabbalah wizard. Wow, there's a lot of ins and outs here. That's why I don't care. That's why people are like, Roseanne's base, she stood up for the children. She is a wizard. She must be expelled. It's like, how about I hang with my buddy Ryan down the street? How about we just, you know, hang out? Why do I fucking want to be a part of all this, like, drama? The irony of the narrative that has been spun about me online is I don't like drama. I don't like when people are like, ha-ha, you talk to the wizard. Oh, you gave the platform to someone who needs help, Big Bear. Thank you. You just gave the platform to the El Diablo. It's like, shut the fuck up. Roseanne actually claims to follow the Torah. Don't care at all. It's shocking how little I care about it. I care a lot about a lot of stuff. I'm a very caring man. Other than that, the things I don't care about, I really don't care. How is a U.S. economy that is not entirely militarized? How have a U.S. I don't even understand. Am I pro-Palestine? I don't care. I don't want us to fight their wars. I don't want their citizens in our Congress. I do not know enough about the conflict there to have an opinion. I know they're grabblers. I know they lie a lot. I know that they're doing nonsense because that's what they do. I am not entering into a binary of if I am pro one thing or not pro another thing because I don't understand it. And for all the conspiracy things that I say and all the stuff I say, I really don't like to speak on things I don't understand. Trolls always try to provoke Owen to get traffic to their channels. Right, and the Bears don't want it. The Bears don't like unnecessary drama and trauma. They're family-oriented legends. That's why it doesn't work. Go somewhere else. Go, guys, I implore you. The Daily Wire needs viewers. It's dying. It's a gangrenous leg. Like, I feel bad for Michael Knowles. He could have had a good show somewhere. He gets like 300 live viewers and shit. Like 200. Random Bears that just started a channel that say cool stuff get more views than Michael Knowles and Klavan, except for Ben Shapiro. It's like their views suck. No one watches. So if you want to go troll audiences that want internet drama and just want people to be fucking assholes for no reason, go to the Daily Wire. They need hits. I feel like there's a number where if it goes too low, they'll just take out Ben Shapiro. Can you imagine his bodyguards? They must fucking hate him. That's what people are like, oh, he's got all these military. Dude, I know military guys. Whether you're Mossad, CIA, Homeland Security, Marine, Navy, there's a level that they're just dudes. I've hung out with Navy SEAL guys, Mossad guys, FBI guys, state troopers, sheriffs, Homeland Security. Until you get to the top echelons of power, they're just dudes with families. 50, 80,000 a year, you know, they have a lot of stress in their life. They have assignments. They have to be proficient with guns and tactical. That's all they are. Doesn't matter who the fuck you work for. That's what it is. Those guys, I can't believe they have to be around Ben Shapiro. It's like being a Secret Service person for Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine? The Secret Service, for all the corruption way up top, they're hiding, you know, rapes and all. They're just dudes. They're just guys. They're like, we got a code 5 and do fucking grab her. It's just like when you go to the head of the CIA or the head of Mossad or like the top echelons of any police force, you will come up with corruption and all this shit. But most of the guys are just dudes. You know, some of them, like one guy was texting me about, like that everybody, the people in police and military are freaked out by these power outages in California, these forced power outages and all this shit. Like, they don't want everything to go to shit. Like, they have families in these areas. People that are in the FBI or in, you know, all this shit, it's like their families live in these areas. Do you think that they want fucking FEMA to come in and put everyone in a camp? Like, they have children. You know, they don't, because, and they'll be fed to the fucking beast by their superiors just like all of us would be in that situation. So, like, the agents that are paid to protect Ben Shapiro, they must be so fucking miserable. Where it's just like every day, it's like, oh my God, Ball and Branch, gold. Do you have any gold? Can I lick my can I lick your blood? Can I lick your blood? Ugh. Yep. The majority of three-letter agencies are nothing but pencil pushers. Yeah, and some of them are brave men that knock on doors and don't know what's on the other side. But as the control structure goes higher and higher, things get real dicey. And I just highly advise people to just stay away from that world. Don't try and fight it. Just stay away. You know, don't be like Mean Mr. Mustache. If you want to fight the banks, the only way to do it is by not taking the tickets. Because for whatever reason, they're not karmically or biblically allowed to just kick in your door and take your shit. You have to enter into an agreement with them. Shapiro Mandela effect bit is hilarious. I can't believe people think his name's Shapiro. That's proof of the Mandela effect. Yeah, someone already talked about the Dave Smith. He said he doesn't care. I like Dave Smith a lot. I don't care about internet drama. I think it's retarded. Your thoughts on Anton LaVey? You mean Anthony Levy? He's a Jewish grabber, and he started the Church of Satan in America. Because they constantly poke and make everything upside down. It's in the fucking culture. Mr. Mustache tried hard to avoid that confrontation. Allegedly. I don't know. He had a big fucking army, man. It's like to have a war go that long, you know, 7 years, and be able to fight off and win at times against England, Russia, America, like all this shit. It's like you are prepped. You don't just be like, hey, guys, I really don't want this, but let's do Barbarossa. I'm just not buying it. Howard Levy? Oh, fucking no. I thought his name was Anthony Levy. BB, you called him Shapiro by accident earlier, huh? Owen, have you ever pondered going down to your local Freemason lodges to have a chat with them? No. No interest. What am I going to chat with them about? Those guys are probably just, they hang out and drink and talk. There's no, I guarantee there's basically zero corruption whatsoever there. Now, if you go to those 33-degree fucking lodges in Washington, D.C., someone's probably getting their dick chopped off. But like a local lodge, there's nothing going on there. It's just dudes in weird hats and shit. Good Owen quote, the Fed is not federal and reserves nothing. Well, it's just classic upside down. I'm trying to give you guys the tools I have to appear to be like a future seer and all this shit. It's not magic. It's just okay, the pattern is this. What is yes is no. What is no is yes. What is federal is private. What is a reserve squanders. You see it everywhere. Oh, abortion is a woman being... No, it's not. It's the opposite of what a woman should do, is murder their own babies. It's constant. So whenever they say, like, Gandhi is a man of peace. No, he wasn't. He was a fucking war monster pedophile. Abraham Lincoln did not free the slaves. He made the slaves. He made all of us slaves. It's like, once you see it, it's so fucking obvious. It's almost like speaking another language and people thinking that you're some sort of magician. We're like, oh no, hang on, mama. And the fucking Jap is like, oh, hold on, mama. And then he like gives you something and everyone's like, oh, you're so special. It's like, no, I just speak Japanese. Planned Parenthood kills kids. Exactly. It's everything's inverted. Less federal. Do you prescribe to grand solar minimum? I haven't looked into it yet. The Patriot Act, the Affordable Care Act. Oh, right. The Affordable Care Act made everything more expensive. The Patriot Act removed patriotism. It's the upside down. Schooling makes you a school. What's a school? Fish. It's not to make you smart. It's to take away your autonomy. A school of fish. Send your kid to a school. What is that? It's right there. A group of bears is called what? A sleuth. Sleuthing. Cracking codes. Mysteries being solved. Education is right. No, it's mandated government prof. It's called a school, guys. A school of fish. A grabble of Jews. A group of Jews is called a scheme. All right. Unauthorized.tv. P.O. Box 727, Gig Hard, Washington 98335. Hit the Rogans up. Comment. Be fruitful and multiply. Don't be fruity and blow a guy. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. Bye, everybody.